Well, good morning.
We were talking Brady in here during the break.
I'm like, Brock, I know you hate Tom Brady. I don't hate Tom Brady.
I don't hate Tom Brady. I hate the system.
Too damn good. You know what? Here's to the listeners real quick. If you have a chance, you know, if you hate the Patriots and you hate Tom Brady, give them a chance and check out Tom versus Time. It originated on Facebook. It's on YouTube now. It's a 3-part series, 15 minutes each.
I feel like we should switch our conversation because I want to get into this. Maybe we can talk about this tomorrow and our take on it. Because, yes, it's not that I hate Tom. I don't hate Tom. I don't like the Patriots.
He's a good guy, dude.
And just people from that area, just awful people. And you got Belichick. Uh-huh. And he just seems kind of – he seems like the kind of guy – that would watch someone drop a $20 bill and put it in his pocket.
Yeah.
That's who Belichick seems like. He's that kind of guy. But anyway, today we're talking about the greatest Super Bowls and the greatest Super Bowl plays of all time. It's great. It's something about the Super Bowl that just brings out, I think it takes players to another level. You already have these high caliber players, you know, the best of the best. And then you put them in this big game. 60,000 screaming fans.
Well, it's the last game of the year. Yep. You've been playing all year for this.
Yep. You've had a week or 2 weeks
off.
Just
the hype alone, man.
I was looking up, you know, ABC News did a ranking of all 51 Super Bowls. And just going through and reading some of these, it's remembering some of these games. And obviously, some of these were before I could really remember. But Super Bowl, of course, you got to go by Roman numerals. Will they get rid of the Roman numerals, too? For God's sake.
Who ran it on that? I think John Jay ran it on that on Facebook.
It is true. Yeah. He made a great, it's like we get it, but it's done now. Well, now you got like LV, it's stupid. But you go back to number 5, Super Bowl 36. It was 2002, Patriots versus Rams. Belichick's defense slowed the Rams, greatest show on turf. And Brady had a 14-point third quarter lead and eventually set up the game-winning Vinatieri field goal as time expired.
Mm.
When a Super Bowl comes down to that, ooh, skip.
Well, 36, was that his first one?
2002? No, his first, well, that was close. But setting
I want to say
that,
his first one, Vinatieri hit a field goal.
And that was as time expired. There's been so many. Do you have any, you want to talk about games or plays?
I got both. Well, obviously, the best Super Bowl. I mean, had to have been last year.
And you think so?
That ranks number one on that list, too, right?
Yeah, they have the number one, the greatest Super Bowl was last year, actually.
I mean, if you break it down, man, they were down by 25 points, and it had to be perfect for the Patriots to win last year. Literally, they had to play perfect.
Yeah.
Their offense and their defense had to get a turnover.
Yep.
And it happened.
Yeah.
I could not believe it, man.
It was what? It was the Patriots were trailing by 25 in the through the third.
Third quarter, 4 minutes into the third quarter.
They turned on 25 points.
Dude.
Brady had 466 yards.
Dude, I get chills thinking about it.
It was crazy.
It was one of the greatest games ever watched.
And honestly, that broke the Falcons system.
Right.
It broke them
really
to
did.
Their core. Because you think about now, again, the Falcons didn't have a terrible year this year, but they were annihilating people last year.
Right,
embarrassing teams.
You could tell they came out this year. I think they started all right, didn't they?
They did, but still not at the caliber, you know, it should have been.
It hurt them. Hurt them bad.
I would have to say, even with all the Super Bowls, we've had 51. That was number 51.
Right.
It's still, I mean, it was the greatest comeback. It was the largest comeback in Super Bowl history.
You don't have to be a Brady fan. You don't have to be a Patriots fan to appreciate that ridiculous comeback. And you know what? One of the greatest plays, in my opinion, happened in that game. Edelman, remember when he caught the ball like half an inch off the ground?
Yep.
In the fourth quarter. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
They kept replaying it, and he fingertipped the ball. And you could see just like a half an inch underneath the ball.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was. All right, we're going to talk more great plays. We're going to talk more great Super Bowls. If you got any great plays, any Super Bowls that you remember that were just amazing, let us know. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Super Bowl 52. Al Michaels. Kermit the Frog. Ray Romano. It could be any of us.
That would be the greatest thing in the world.
That's an old Family Guy joke.
We might need to have you do, like, on Friday, something like that. Maybe do, like, a little play-by-play. Maybe when Benny's doing the cocktail wiener challenge.
It's Al Michaels, Benny, and John Madden. Hey, we should bring John back, dude.
He can barely. I don't care.
Wheel him in there.
I don't even think he's alive anymore.
Hey, I'm not 97 years old, but hey, I still like Brett Favre, and I can still talk.
He's just saying, like, all the wrong players.
John, it's 2018. It's not 2002.
We are very excited. I think it should be a good game. You know, and speaking of Madden, the Madden prediction had the Patriots winning, but not by a lot. And then the Tecmo Bowl had the Eagles winning, again, not by a lot. I think we're going to have a close game.
You know what's weird, too? Tom Brady on the cover of Madden 18. Yeah, where's that curse, Brock? Where's that curse?
Ooh, it's coming. It'll come during the game.
Damn it, knock on wood.
Watch it. Yeah, you know. Way to go.
God dang it.
Just cursed your boyfriend. I hope he...
Hey, Tom Brady's going down.
Now, let's talk about some of the greatest plays. You got a great play that you like.
Yeah. This one's actually going against the Patriots. Isn't it funny how every damn thing we're talking about, the Patriots are involved?
Yeah, well, because Brady's been in, 36 Super Bowls? Jesus.
It's the helmet catch when they lost to the Giants.
Which...
Who was it? Who caught that ball?
It was David Tyree. Made the helmet catch the fingertip, like, behind the head.
Unbelievable.
The control. And that was before those new sticky gloves, man. Yeah. That was just pure talent.
You know what? You had a funny idea yesterday.
You know what? I'm telling you what right now. If the Eagles want to win, just get Eli Manning on the roster.
Sign him for this game.
Because Brady has been to seven Super Bowls at this point, right? He's going into his eighth one.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to seven Super Bowls right now. He's lost two of them. Who is the only quarterback he has lost to?
The only guy that has more of a dad bob than Tom Brady.
Noodled arm Eli Manning.
Come on.
Eli Manning is Brady's kryptonite. The Eagles should make a deal with the New York Giants and put Eli Manning on the roster.
Just give him for one game. We'll give you $1 million. We'll give you $1 million for a game. Why not? Hey, it's true. He is Tom Brady's kryptonite.
He is. It's something about it.
You know, every time I think about Eli Manning, I just think about when Peyton Manning won that Super Bowl, and then the camera flashed over to Eli up in the booth, and he just had this, like, sad look on his face, like, everybody's cheering in the booth, going nuts, and there's Eli in the background, just, like, sad face, like, God, my brother, he did it again. He did it again. Dad, who's your favorite?
Where's my Papa John's endorsement? Oh, I got to say, one of my favorite plays, I like this, and I hate to say it because it was when the Broncos beat Brett Favre in Favre's. That's when the Packers went back-to-back Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to Denver in the second one. Elway had that helicopter dive. Remember when he got hit?
Yeah.
He dove in and just helicopter.
Boom.
Got it in, though.
Wow.
I do like Elway, though. I do like Elway.
Yeah, he's
a hell of a quarterback.
Let's go. I mean, obviously, I didn't watch this, and I might just butcher this one, but the 85 Bears, didn't the fridge, like, toss somebody into the end zone?
I think he did something. The fridge did that just constantly, though. He was just embarrassing people constantly.
He was, like, twice the size of everybody.
You got Lynn Swann's juggling catch in Super Bowl 10.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we can't play any of these because they're copyrighted, so I don't want to get in trouble. There's so many good ones. Mike Jones game-saving tackle. You remember that one, right? Like, on the inch yard.
Oh,
like,
I do remember
inches.
That.
That was Super Bowl 34. It was the Titans and the Rams.
Barely remember that.
Oh, man. That was, like, inches.
Mm-hmm.
Inches. Oh, could you imagine? I would rather get blown out than lose by inches.
I just thought of another one, too.
What's that?
The Patriots are in all of these, man.
You know what?
It's remember the Super Bowl when the Seahawks and they intercepted the ball on the 1 yard line with, like, 0 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
That was when instead of running,
right? Instead of giving it to beast mode,
They
decided to try to do something and do a quick slant into the end zone.
I understand that everyone probably
just
knew.
Just give it to Lynch.
But they probably thought, though, like, what he was doing is anticipating the fact that they thought they were going to give it to Lynch,
right?
They knew they had it in the bag.
But who can stop Marshawn
Lynch?
Nobody
can. They call him beast mode, for God's sakes.
Right.
Yeah.
He needed
and then
one
he threw
yard.
It. And he just, it was like, it was the worst play ever. It was the worst one.
Oh, man. You could just see all those videos that came out of the Seahawks fans seeing that. Are you serious? Give it to Lynch.
To be fair, though, Seahawks fans are just the worst. 12th man, shut up.
Rock 107 WIRX. Yes! Everything that rocks.
7:57. It's Rockets Hunter.
Morning.
So obviously the big game, we're excited about it. Yeah. You know, there's something special about the Super Bowl. I was reading a story about four friends. Mm-hmm. They have gone to every single Super Bowl.
God.
They started this tradition.
Isn't it like $10,000 a ticket?
And I think they said, yeah, like reading the story, like when the first Super Bowl they went to, Super Bowl I, mm-hmm. Green Bay Packers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Packers won. That's why we have the Lombardi Trophy.
The guys, they've been to every single Super Bowl.
And they were saying like, yeah, like the first Super Bowl, like the tickets were like, like they had to scrape up like $100, like something like that. It was
$100.
Oh my God. But back then,
right,
whenever that was, 60 something. And now the average like ticket is like $3,500. That's stupid.
That's for like nosebleeds, man.
Yeah, like
I'm pretty sure that's like average 10 grand.
Average ticket. So like if you're getting like just the probably like a upper bowl, but mm-hmm. yeah, if you're doing like 50-yard line on the mm-hmm. railing,
you know, it would be sweet to go to one Super Bowl, but let's be honest, it's a lot easier to watch it on TV.
It is. I tell you what, for me, if the Packers go again in my lifetime, mm-hmm. I'll probably go.
Mm-hmm.
I probably will. And more than likely, I'll you know, it'll be one of those things, max out a credit card. I'm going, because it is the experience. Because I remember how it was, like me actually being at the age, I was young when Favre won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2011 when the Packers won, it was a big deal. Because I was at an age where I could truly appreciate the game. Right. I was out. I was in a new area. So like it was great. It was kind of, I felt like I was home. But if the Packers do go again, I'm going to buy tickets. I'm going to go.
Better start saving, bro.
I know, right?
Better start saving.
How much do we have in our 401k that I can take out?
Not enough.
So I'm sure we'll get some great plays. Hopefully we got a great game on Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm excited
hopefully.
For it. Now, really what people need to get excited for is tomorrow.
It's the real challenge.
Real challenge, all right? The real game. Benny is going to try and break another world record. He is going to try and eat 55 cocktail weenies.
So obviously we have a lot of confidence in Benny's mouth.
Maybe
it seems
more
like
than
every challenge we do has something to do with him indulging in something.
It has to do with something stuffing in his mouth where he can't talk.
Right.
That's usually
there
what
you
it
go.
Is. So tomorrow during the Plan B Morning Show, we are going to do Benny's cocktail weenie challenge.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to try and beat Kobayashi's record. I don't think he can do it.
You don't think he can do it?
I'm pretty confident that he can't do it.
If I were to put my money on it.
On a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being yes, he can do it, 1 being he can't do it, I'm at a -6.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
So tune in tomorrow, Benny's Cocktail Weenie Challenge. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss out on this. We're going to have it on Facebook Live. He is going to try and shove 54 cocktail weenies in his gullet in a minute, and we're going to see.
He's going to smell like hot dogs for like a week.
He's going to not smell. He's going to stink. He's going to stink like hot dog water for a week. It's going to be great, man. Rock 100.